The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We have a shooting victim that's in critical condition that may lose their life. We had a subject standing in the middle of the road with a handgun. We had a police car shot at tonight.
That's Captain Ron Johnson, and he is from Ferguson, talking about what you saw on Sunday if you were there. Haters, race baiters, Molotov cocktails, tear gas, and controversial autopsies, and lots of different stories surrounding this town. It is unbelievable. And I say unbelievable because it is very tough, I think, for guys, good guys. By all accounts, this Captain Ron Johnson just so unbelievably ripped apart, growing up in that area, rising above some difficult circumstances, and then coming back, trying to really calm what's going on there, and then finding themselves in the same situation with curfews, and now a hill of things to sort out, including all kinds of autopsies. And there are people that are just simply outraged, and there are some people, I believe, that are using this as an excuse to go hog wild crazy, and they are not honoring in any way, if they were friends or connected to the Brown family, anything to do with this kid. It's an excuse for sure. When you hurl Molotov cocktails at the cops and shoot at the car, I don't see what that has to do with peaceful protesting. It doesn't. So what are they going to do? They've got to fire tear gas. They have to shoot rubber bullets. And then you had all this wave of protesters. Imagine this. 500 people swarming a police command center and not stopping, refusing to stop. It looked like they were peaceful, but they weren't. Then they were aggressive, the crowd. So they keep ordering them back. They're on the bullhorn, ordering them back, ordering them back. And they won't do it. They won't do it. You had reporters and photographers running for their lives at one point. You know, screaming over the radios, code 2000, meaning anybody in the area, no matter who, whatever agency, if you are law enforcement, get here as soon as possible. There was a church service earlier in the day memorializing Michael Brown Jr., the 18-year-old unarmed black man who was shot by police officer Darren Wilson on August 9th, so a week and a day ago. So the peaceful protests have erupted into something a lot different. And this happened last week, too. But now it's still escalating, which prompted a curfew, and a curfew which has just come and gone. I mean, enough is enough. Autopsy says six shots killed. Well, six shots were fired into Michael Brown. Witnesses say he had his hands up, although in the beginning he was struggling for the gun with the officer. So let me tell you, with you've got justice there, you have independent people in there investigating. I mean, this is, let me tell you, this thing is like a torch that just continues to go up in 10 different directions. Can you imagine being a cop, being a state patrol officer, and trying to calm the crowds? And what do? Not reach for your weapon, shoot rubber bullets, shoot tear gas. I mean, the people have crossed the line there. They absolutely have. Private, public property being ripped apart in Missouri, people being shot. Molotov cocktails. I mean, you know, actually, it's more than protesting. And I feel also badly for the people in that town who want nothing to do with that and are caught in the center of this firestorm. So what do you say, Lady Justice, where do you think it falls and what has to happen in Ferguson, Missouri? 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan right at the top, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you? Maybe we lost Dan. Are you there, Dan?
Yes, I am, Dan.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
I had to put my headphones down, baby. Kudos to Jack. Jack, you're going to make a great American. We love you, bro. About this Ferguson thing, I want to give a quick little shout out on that. You know me, Kate. I was in a black and white relationship with a beautiful young woman, and I'm not a racist in any way, shape, or form. I used to walk unarmed through the projects of Ventura, California, and never had a hassle with anybody. Everybody respected me. I respected them. And it was predominantly black, quite a bit Hispanic as well, and very few whites, but I was welcome anywhere I wanted to go down in there and never had a bit of trouble because, you know, you got to understand you don't violate people's rights.
Right.
But what's going on at the present time is a travesty, and it's a travesty perpetrated by the protesters because they're going to have to allow the wheels of justice to go forward. We're going to have an inquiry. We're going to have a grand jury. We're going to have a trial if there is a trial designated by the grand jury. We're going to have a report. It's going to have to be investigated by the Justice Department. And these protests are doing nothing but pouring gasoline on a fire. We've already had another man shot because of this. This is just going too far. I say enough is enough. You've made your point. It's time to let the wheels of justice go forward. Okay? That's all I'm going to say on that. Now, I got a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay. There was a family of real poor people, but one time the father really come into some money. He had a good licking. Boy, so that night they had the works. They had potatoes and pork chops and tossed green salad soup. And I'm telling you, the spread you wouldn't believe. So after the meal was over, they were doing it by candlelight because they didn't have any electricity. One big candle on the table, and they looked out there, and here on the platter was one more giant pork chop. So the father said, all right, I'm going to blow out the candle, and we'll let the greediest person in this family have that pork chop. So he blew out the candle, and you heard, clunk, 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 clunk.
Ah!
Somebody lit the candle, and there were seven forks in the old man's hand and Granny with a greasy smile.
Brilliant. I love that joke. That will be retold for sure.
Did you steal my other one?
The other one from last week was brilliant,
yeah,
too. I did steal it about the woman that was fooling around and the husband thinking he was going to catch her.
Did you use that already? Did you use
I have.
Already?
I have used it. It was brilliant.
You are brilliant. You're great. Well, listen. Look, don't tell Izzy. I hope you're just there to dance. Come on, y'all. Give me some slack here, babe.
That's right. It's a competition, a joke-off between Dan and Izzy. Who will win here on America Tonight? Hey, we're hitting the mailbag next, and if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We've been talking about this for a while here on America Tonight. Of course, what's going on with illegal immigration and intentionally allowing millions of illegal immigrants into what is already a backbreaking economy, already stressed to an unbelievable point. But what's really become pretty interesting is looking at it from a couple of different angles. And one of the angles that's worth exploring is from our friends at Project 21, members of that Black leadership group. They've just been tremendous here on America Tonight. And the comments about the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and the study findings from academia from Cornell, no less, University of Chicago and Harvard, show that the Black population will suffer tremendously if the president takes this unilateral across the board, if you will, executive action to grant work permits to the millions of illegal aliens. So we've had Derek Green on before. He's just a terrific guest. And Derek, I know that you have been blogging about this along with some of the other things that you've been talking about. And I think people don't understand some of the aspects that will happen if there is this magic wand that waves and there's this amnesty. So how does it affect Black Americans?
Negatively, to put it bluntly, when you introduce this type of number of people into the country that are all going to be trying to compete with jobs with other unemployed people, you're going to find the competition, which is normally a good thing, increased. The reason it's not a good thing this time around is because we don't have enough jobs to go around. We don't have enough jobs for people who are unemployed who are already here, let alone injecting, 6, 7, 8, 9 million illegals into the picture. So it negatively affects Black Americans in that way. We look at Black American unemployment, and we've seen that over the last five and a half years, Black Americans have had sustained levels of high unemployment. It's always been near or about double the national rate. Right now, Black unemployment is over 11%. under Barack Obama, the unemployment rate has reached 16%, several times, over 11 times. Black teen unemployment is a shade under 35%. It's only been under 35% five times since the president, since Barack Obama has been president, and it's been almost 50% on three separate occasions. So when you inject a number of people who are low skilled into an economic situation in which the low skilled are already struggling to find employment, the outcome is going to be depressed wages. Ultimately, it's going to be higher unemployment rates for Black Americans because Blacks get discouraged from looking for jobs because they know that illegal immigrants prize these type of low-skilled jobs and they're willing to work for lower pay. So not only does it depress wages, it increases unemployment. And so the situation directly affects Black Americans, particularly those who are poor and low-skilled, directly and disproportionately.
Yeah, were you happy to see that, obviously, when you see that the research bears this out, because I mentioned, I didn't give the specifics of it, and we will talk about that here on America Tonight, but just the impact of amnesty on Black Americans, specifically what they concluded just even a few years ago, but now when you look at the joint paper by the professors at the University of Cali and the University of Chicago and Harvard for the National Bureau of Economic Research, you know, they pretty much conclude the same, that immigration has measurably, as you just mentioned, lowered Black wages. And how crazy is that, and how discouraging is that to the legal Black population in America?
That's right. And what this academic research does is it confirms what common sense already tells us. It gives us the numbers and the details behind what we already know to be true and what will happen. And for the president to and his advisors to consider or be considering giving amnesty to this many people, knowing that it's going to disproportionately affect what many in America would call his most loyal base, Black Americans, it just, to me, it seems that he doesn't necessarily care too much about the ramifications of the day-to-day lives, the practical implications on Black Americans who are struggling to find work. But at the same time, it should also give Black Americans pause to say, listen, we've supported this guy out of racial empathy over the last 5 years. He hasn't really done much for us to either thank us or even give us a smidgen of recognition for that support. Now he's going to unilaterally, you know, make legal 6, 7, 8, 9 million illegal immigrants that are going to be competing with us not only for jobs but in education. Maybe we need to start reassessing our political loyalties and start expanding and opening ourselves up to new ideas that and to policies that are going to help us out economically.
Yeah, and you know, you also look at this, and you mentioned this in the low-skilled labor market. The other problem is this with the surplus, what you were talking about, is it suppresses the wages too, don't you think?
That's right, that's right. I mean, once you increase the number of low-skilled workers, then, you know, the supply goes up, and which means you don't have to pay them as much because you can the employers in these businesses, it's their market. They can pick and choose who they want to work for them, and they can set the wages where they are. So if people say, you know, those wages are too low and we don't want to work for them, there's so many other people out there willing to work for those wages that it's not a problem, and that's where it really benefits. That's where the wage suppression comes in, because that's what happens. And again, when you're dealing with a population who's willing to work below a particular amount, below a minimum wage, that increases that competition for Black Americans to go out and compete for jobs that sometimes they may not want. But if they don't want those jobs and the pay is lower, you know, you're going to have a double whammy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. One of the things that was cited is this Dr. Harry Holzer from Georgetown and the Urban Institute, which you know this, has shown in the research and the evidence that he has from a couple of different studies that employers have a preference for hiring immigrants over Black citizens because they think there's stronger work ethic. You have to be kidding me. I think that's insulting.
Well, you know, on the surface, it is insulting because, you know, you think about it and you say, okay, well, what is it about? Why would he say that? But at the same time, he uses that because even on the surface it looks insulting. That observation in some areas, not all, but in some areas, is backed up by real experience. And so, and that's what you have to look at. There's that thing called the immigrant work ethic in which, you know, they're coming in and they're going to work hard, they're going to work long hours, because whatever these jobs are here, which many Americans, regardless of color, see as beneath them, for many of these illegal immigrants or even legal immigrants, they see these jobs as a way up. These jobs and the pay that they get are much better than what they would find in their home country. So they're much more willing to do that. But at the same time, one has to take pause, because you say, well, you know, we have a lot of unskilled labor in the black community, and some of these young men would want jobs, but they just can't find a way to get into the workforce for a number of reasons. One, again, like I said previously, there's just not enough jobs to go around. But two, some of these young blacks, teens, and even some in early adulthood, just haven't had the work history. They haven't developed the work skills. And so to pay them an amount that's disproportionate to the work skills or work history, i.e. the minimum wage, also freezes them out of the job market. So his observation is guided by experience, but there's other issues that are going on with that as well.
Yeah, do you think there would be blowback from the black community in general if there's this, again, across-the-board amnesty and this thought continues?
I think so, but we have to be careful. We have to find out what part of the black community we're talking about. If we're talking about the black elites, the academics, the politicians, there's going to be no blowback because many of them support an open borders policy, whether it's the NAACP that was against Arizona's 1070 bill several years ago, which was just nothing more than enforcing federal immigration laws, or you have the Congressional Black Caucus, whose districts, even though they're majority black, they're increasingly Hispanic, and so they're for open borders as well because the first thought on their mind is self-preservation. So when you have those types of black elites who are arguing for open borders, they're going to support the president. The blowback is going to come from the average, everyday black American who, you know, lives in the inner city or who's going to be directly affected by the influx of immigrants, whether it's increased competition for fewer job opportunities, whether it's, you know, an influx of these illegal immigrants into the education system that's already depleted of money and resources. Now that's going to have to be split from educating poor black children to hiring teachers that speak Spanish or an Indian dialect of Spanish to teach these kids who don't speak English, or again, spread out resources in the medical community. You know, poor people, you know, some of them don't have access to medical care. And now we're going to put, you know, 8 million more people into the system that's going to spread those resources even thinner. So I think the blowback is going to come from the black Americans who have to deal personally, on a practical level, the implications of these policies. The black elite, you know, they have the money, they have the resources to insulate themselves from the consequences of supporting bad policy, but everyday black Americans don't. And I think that's where you're going to see the blowback come from.
Yeah. All right. Well said. Derek Green, Project 21. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
To say about what's happening in Ferguson, but a few other things as well thrown into the mailbag over the weekend. It is stuff, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Alfie, who says, Kate, first time I've sent you an email, but I've been listening for a long time. Keep kicking it, girlfriend. I got to tell you, this whole thing in Ferguson is very, very troubling. It's troubling for a couple of different reasons. It's sad, number one, no matter what happened here. Let's face it, 18-year-old, not wounded, but instead killed, the amount of bullets used. But what was happening to the cop sounds like there is a big difference in what some of the witnesses are saying and what the police are saying, but that's not surprising. Why does Al Sharpton, though, always have to show up and spew his hateful rhetoric that is like race baiting? Maybe it is race baiting. I don't know what it is. But I don't think that he does anything to help the situation at all. When he jumps in front of a microphone and starts to squeal in it, he only rises the tension wherever he finds himself. I'm sure at one point Al Sharpton was where he should have been. Now he's like a meme of himself, if you will. So he can give all the passionate speeches that he wants to, But it seems as though all he does is heap criticism on the policemen involved, and it doesn't help the situation. Yeah, it doesn't help the situation, that's for sure. He was at the family service. They had a memorial service, and he's one of the people that spoke, and he said at one point something like he had never seen in all of his years something as offensive and insulting as a police chief releasing a tape of a young man trying to smear him before we even had his funeral. And he was talking about the police encounter where he was robbing a convenience store before what happened to him, right? Releasing that video. Well, see, you can't have it both ways because people were screaming about that. We want to know what happened before that. Isn't there any videotape of anything? And I don't think you can criticize them for the release of that because everybody is just piling on this cop and piling on the police department, and there's not even time to sort all of it out. The second it happened, it was poker red hot because this is the small city of Ferguson, Missouri. It is the epicenter of all that is the, again, all that is what has become racially charged. And this is just a week, a little over a week old. So police have been very aggressive, really cracking down on the demonstrators. It was strange to see military-type weapons, curfews, arresting some. But what do you do when also they're being shot at? Over this weekend, shots fired at the cops, Molotov cocktails, all kinds of things being thrown. So what kind of a defensive position are the cops in? It's a nasty piece of business all the way around. All the way around. How this is handled and how they come out of this, I'll be curious to see. Looting is just dead wrong. That's the one thing that Sharpton said that I would agree with. He said, looting's wrong. We condemn looters. We do. But then he went on right away to say, when will law enforcement condemn police who shoot and kill our young people? And that, you know, we got to be on all sides of this discussion. That's the thing. It is terrifying, though, to see the what looks like a military zone. And it looked like that on Sunday, frankly. Heading into Monday, here we are, another week. So how long does this go on in Ferguson? There's some new news there, too, as well. Many of you reacted to that. This one from Bob in Illinois, frequent emailer to the show. Bob says, hi, Kate. I've been absorbing everything I can about what's happened in Ferguson, and there now have been a couple of different autopsies, and the feds say they're going to do an autopsy. I feel very sad for Captain Ron Johnson. You've had little snippets of him on the show from the Missouri State Highway Patrol because he's in charge of this whole thing, trying to keep things peaceful, and he's from the area. And I'm sure he feels very badly. He's black. He's from there. He's trying to keep a lid on everything. And when it explodes, it makes him feel like a failure. And he's said as much. But how can anyone keep a lid on what's happening there? I mean, at one point, they're declaring a state of emergency. And this is because of these violent protests. They can't continue to withstand that without fighting back. And it's a problem all the way around. A peaceful protest, no problem. One where you have Molotov cocktails, someone shooting, come on. What are the police supposed to do and how are they supposed to react to that? I know, can you imagine they have to throw a curfew down on them because it's just, you know, it's just chaos. So the protests start and they're okay, and then the protests become violent. The later it gets, you know, once it hits dark, then forget about it. Then everybody loses their mind. And once again, the things that happen are that you've got somebody that was shot that's in critical condition in the hospital. So this was somebody who was supposedly protesting, but shooting at the police. And what are they going to do? So Sunday night, peaceful protest during the day, but then it dissolves into a night of gunfire and tear gas and Molotov cocktails. So they have to fire the tear gas because, and they had children in that crowd, because what are you going to do? They're pressing down on a police command post. So they have to do that. All right, this one is from Lance, and Lance says, Kate, I feel so sorry for all the people, actually, in Ferguson. It's trying to strike a balance here, I think, is, I hate to say it, impossible. I'm an optimistic person, and I would hate to be anyone in law enforcement trying to control what's going on there, and it certainly doesn't. Anyone who claims to be friends with this Michael Brown, they're not really honoring him by what's going on. No, and then they released the name of the police officer, Darren Wilson, and he was a guy who had nothing in his file, had just been decorated, was well-liked, that whole thing, of course, no disciplinary record, nothing, zero. And then you've got a couple of conflicting things coming out of Ferguson as to what actually, you know, what the witnesses are saying and what's happening with the autopsy. You had the Brown family who hired Michael Baden to come in to do an independent autopsy, and Dr. Baden testified in the O.J. Simpson trial, the Phil Spector trial, and Drew Pearson, murder trials, remember, in that Chicago, Illinois area. So the family attorney, Daryl Parks, released the fact that this independent autopsy showed that two of the bullets hit Brown in the head and the other four hit him in the right arm. All six were fired, supposedly, into his front. So there you have a couple of conflicting things about what happened with the bullets. Was he down, you know, someone saying, oh, well, he had his hands up in the air, well, that would mean his back. So you can obviously see that this is not ending well day after day after day after day, and this is just the start of what's happened in Ferguson. All right, quickly, I'm going to throw in a couple more. One here from Mary, who says, the police certainly didn't help the situation, Kate, by really arming up and walking around like they were in the middle of Iraq, for goodness sake. They could have definitely dressed down for the occasion, don't you think? I think when I see the pictures, it is scary. It does look like, wow, we are rolling. We are rolling tanks. We are militarized here. But on the other hand, then you see what's happening and what's being thrown and now shooting. You can't just open fire at the cops, and that is wrong anyway, with kids in the crowd. I mean, of course, you have some idiots who are using this for their own purposes, just to be a thug, just to be, you know, just to be gang, just to be a gang member. That's what they're doing. All right, one more. This one from, let's see here, Alice, who says, boy, I cannot believe what's happened in the week since Michael Brown was killed. I feel so awful for his family. The fact that he was shot to death is not a good thing, no matter how you slice this. Even if he had some problems, it certainly isn't good. The result of the encounter with the officer, and especially the way that this is being told, walking down the street. I think more of the details are just too murky about this Darren Wilson, who's the cop, and the scuffle that ensued with Michael Brown. Witnesses are saying that he put his hands up and wasn't attacking him. The attorney general is approving another autopsy from what I've read, and I think that autopsy will be interesting to see how that compares with the others. Either way, it's not good what's happening in Ferguson, to say the least. I know everybody's saying that, so I'm not adding nothing new in that department, but it's a damn shame that this is how we've become this nation of divide. Hard to believe, isn't it? Well, this looks like a mini race war there for sure, because of the emotions and what's happened in the neighborhood and the arrests that have been made since, and shooting at the police, and then blowback from the police, who do look like they're in the Middle East fighting a war. It's crazy all the way around. And like I said, I'll emphasize it. It has just begun. There's much more that still has to take place in Ferguson. Whether or not anything's going to happen to the police officer, or what happens, they do the investigation and say, hey, he discharged his weapon the way he should have. Can you imagine? And I think this goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Daily Salute. But before we go there, let's go out to Izzy, who joins us from Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Let me read something to y'all. And this is real. On 11-2-2013, burglary in the first degree. 11-2-2013, armed criminal action. 11-2, these are all in the same event. 11-2-2013, I lost my place. Oh, assault in the first degree, serious physical injury. 11-2-13, another armed criminal action, felony unclassified. And I can give you every single code if you want them. This is one arrest event for Michael Brown Jr. by St. Ann PD, which is right there by St. Louis and Ferguson.
Mm.
This is not a gentle giant kid. Plus, a tape recording surfaced late today of two witnesses talking. And they were explaining or talking about this Michael Brown bum rushing, and that was the word, bum rushing, the police officer, that he just wouldn't stop.
I saw that. I saw that. That kind of blows up the theory that he, you know, was just, hey, he was just throwing up his hands because they didn't realize that. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in this assault. He beat the hell out of a person.
Mm.
So this gentle giant, what would you do or anybody else out there listening do if you had a 300-pound kid at 6'4" rushing you? I'd shoot him.
Yeah.
I have shot people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there was three blacks that were going to take me, and I thought, I don't think so. And I shot one of them. And they weren't, I don't know, maybe 20 feet from me because I kept my distance.
Right.
And I told the other two, you'll be second and third in that order. Turns out one of them had 16 felony counts, one of which was a warrant for an ADW on another city cop.
Mm.
We don't know when we hit those streets what that person is capable of or what they have done. So
right, and let me stop you. You know this, Izzy, because you were a police officer. There are rules. This is bad because I hate rules of engagement in the Middle East, but there are certain things that you're taught what you're supposed to do and how when you encounter someone, what you're supposed to do, because obviously there's always an internal investigation. There's always an investigation whenever you discharge your weapon. I mean,
that's just right.
A typical police procedure,
that's
which is what they're doing.
And you're off duty.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately you go to IA and you are off duty until you are cleared to go back on duty.
Yeah.
And it's just SOP, but that isn't the point. The point is this kid has a juvenile record that shows he is anything but a good kid. And he's also a member of the Bloods gang. Oh, my God. Jesus. And there's Ed... what's his name? Lavandera? Right in front of Wilson's house, giving out the address?
Yeah, that's bad. That's wrong.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, he got his address and phone number in Dallas posted all over the net.
Right.
I don't know who
did it,
but you know what? The media has sucked on this, and the rioters. Dude, this isn't about Michael Brown. This is just an excuse, because you don't burn and loot innocent people because a black kid got shot. And why doesn't everybody calm down? Wait until you find out what exactly did happen.
Absolutely.
As best as they can figure it out. Because
yep.
I do not believe Wilson intended to go off shooting just a black kid for shits and... Oops, I didn't mean to say that, FCC. But for hoots and grins that day. I don't believe that.
No, I agree with that. Absolutely. I
so
can't imagine that.
My rant is over. Because it just is enough is enough of telling us this kid is a good boy and a gentle giant when he is anything but, just like Trayvon was a thug.
Right.
And yet we're going to make this into a Holocaust. Give me a break.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Izzy. I agree, because certainly I've never said that on this show. I've never said that he's a gentle giant or any of those kind of things. She's absolutely right about the background. And, of course, the videotape was released with the convenience store. But still, as this officer would say, you wouldn't just say, well, hey, he's a bad guy, so you can shoot him up. And I don't think Izzy is saying that, certainly, by any stretch of the imagination. The one thing that completely makes sense, which she said and which Dan said and other people have said in emails and whatnot, is why aren't they letting the facts come out and it becomes an excuse, which is what I said, the same thing. The looting, ripping people's property up, shooting at the cops, that's ridiculous. And that does nothing and adds nothing to this. They do not care about Michael Brown. They care about themselves, and they're doing that on purpose. And she's right about the conversation. There was it was something that wasn't noticed. It's a conversation of a video that was taken after the shooting. And that's one of the things, that piece of tape, it shows that in the conversation, what was picked up anyway, is in part of that conversation is, you know, how did he get from there to there? And this person says because he ran, the police was stuck in the truck because he was like over the truck. Then he says, but him and the police was both in the truck. Then he ran. The police got out and ran after him. Then the person says, then the next thing I know, he doubled back toward him because the police had his gun drawn on him. And, oh, the police got his gun. That was then going on. Yeah, the police kept dumping on him. I'm thinking the police kept missing because he kept coming toward him. Police fired shots. The next thing I know, the police was missing. The police shot him, blah, blah, blah. And that's a big deal because if he had been shot and advanced toward the police officer, he wasn't surrendering, then that basically substantiates the narrative that the policeman shot in self-defense because he was being threatened with bodily harm, and that would corroborate an account of the event of, you know, what Darren Wilson, the officer, had to say. So, you know, there you go. And that's, and somebody that was there with Wilson had an account that was similar to that. That he says, freeze, and that they turn around, they taunt him, and then they just, you know, bum rush him, basically. Then they're going at him full speed, and then he started shooting. He kept coming, so that's the deal. And the witnesses are saying the opposite, that no, he threw up his hands and blah, 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 and whatnot, and that's, and that he was going away. Well, certainly, that's why the autopsy is so, so significant. All right, I want to make sure that I throw in this daily salute. We need something good, right? So, Monet Davis had a single in the first inning, became the sixth girl to get a hit in the Little League World Series. Woohoo! How about some applause? Woo! And Philly rallied to beat Pearland, Texas 7-6 on Sunday night. On the Friday opener for Philadelphia, Davis threw a two-hitter, struck out eight, and a 4-0 win over Nashville, Tennessee. How about this Monet Davis? And so they'll do it again. They're going to keep on keeping on. So, you know, we'll see. Even the Phillies are supporting her and talking about the team and how great it is, how they're doing at the Little League World Series. Of course, anything can happen. Philly will play Las Vegas on Wednesday night. Monet Davis is expected to pitch again, and we'll see just how far, you know, this team goes and how far she goes. But that is an awesome, I think, daily salute. The Little League World Series is kind of fun to get a time out watching them anyway. Even if you're not a huge fan of sports, it's fun to watch the kids and see where that's headed. So congratulations to everybody in the Little League World Series, by the way, that has advanced up to this point. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in, just like that.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.